You're listening to SBS News.
With 3 months to go, FIFA has officially brought forward the start date for the World Cup in Qatar by 1 day, giving the host nation an exclusive Sunday evening slot with a global audience. Qatar will now play Ecuador in Doha on the 20th of November. This change stretches the tournament length to 29 days from the 28 days agreed 7 years ago. The late switch was signed off by a FIFA committee comprising of its president Gianni Infantino and presidents of the 6 continental football governing bodies. FIFA says the vote was unanimous and advised ticket holders that they will be duly notified by email and their tickets will remain valid irrespective of the new date and time. In a statement, it says,
FIFA will seek to address any issues arising from this change in a case-by-case basis. FIFA acknowledges the significant value from a ceremonial, cultural and commercial point of view to have the opening ceremony before the tournament's first game, featuring the host nation.
Qatar will now make its World Cup debut, kicking off against Ecuador at 7 p.m. local time on the 20th of November after an opening ceremony on the field at the 60,000 capacity Al Bayt Stadium. The opening game was previously listed as Netherlands-Senegal, starting at 1 p.m. local time on Monday, the 21st of November. That game is pushed back 6 hours to the 7 p.m. Monday slot vacated by Qatar Ecuador. The decision will disadvantage Ecuador, who have several players based with European teams and will now have 1 day's less preparation with those players. It also means a scheduling clash with the climax of the Formula One season at the nearby Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. The scheduling drama comes as the event marks 100 days until kickoff. Sharam Kanudi is a Canadian living and working in Qatar, and he says excitement is building, but says he can understand if fans are frustrated with such a late scheduling change.
We checked on Instagram that there's something happening around the World Cup, and we really love to be part of the celebrations and everything, so we just brought the kids. So she's super excited about stuff happening about the World Cup, and that's why we are here. I was a bit, people have bought tickets, plane tickets, hotels, so I don't know this one-day move, how it impacts all this planning. But one day for us doesn't matter because we live here and then we just go a different date. But I think it will probably interrupt a lot of interruption to the other people's plans.
Local resident Ayman Al-Atrash attended an interactive fan event in Doha to mark the occasion.
Honestly, I am excited to watch the FIFA while in Qatar, an event that happens for the first time in an Arab country. And I expect that it will be the best version of the World Cup in FIFA's history and the history of soccer. It's a good decision to move the date. The opening match should be the first match with the host country. I was expecting them to change the schedule or put Qatar's match first on 21st, but they decided not to affect the draw and put it alone 1 day before.
In other news, Morocco has fired its men's football coach, Vahid Halilhodžić, just 3 months before the tournament begins. The announcement by the Moroccan Football Federation ends months of speculation. The sacked coach has now suffered the extraordinary feat of being fired 3 times by national teams after they qualified for World Cup finals. Morocco is expected to name former player Walid Regragui as its new coach. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.